a very significant day for the agri-food sector, and particularly for farmers, in the launch of the new agri-food regulator. Obviously, while we have the Common Agricultural Policy and there are several schemes in place to support the production of food and the costs involved with that and the providing income for farmers, and as Minister, I work hard to make sure there's very strong schemes in place to support farmers in that regard. The most important thing for farmers is the price they get for their food and the hard work that happens within the gate being rewarded in terms of the price that's available, whether it's at marts or factories. And in that regard, I'd made a commitment in opposition to introduce a food regulator office to ensure that there'd be transparency in the food supply chain and to make sure that we can that farmers will be able to get fair play in that supply chain and get a fair price for the hard work they're carrying out. Obviously, 90% of our food that we produce is exported, so prices in international markets determine the end price. But this new food regulator office now will have the powers to make sure that there's transparency from that final price right back throughout the supply chain to the price that farmers get for whenever they go to sell their animals, whether it's beef or lamb or dairy products. So it's a significant day. I've appointed Joe Healy, former president of the IFA, as a chairperson of the new Food Regulator Board, and there's very good farmer representation on it. And I look forward to seeing that office now use the powers it has over the months and years to come to make sure that we have transparency throughout the supply chain and through that to make sure that farm families and everyone in the food supply chain is getting fair play.
And how soon will these farmers be able to see the benefits of this?
Well, that office is up and running as of today. Today's its first full day. It has the full powers over unfair trading practices. So anyone that breaches unfair trading practices from now on will be subject to investigation and indeed fines. And fines can go up in the highest range to as high as €20 million for extreme breaches. So that office, the fact the office is now in place means that there's that oversight throughout the supply chain, and now means as well where issues are identified where it looks like there may not be fair play or transparency in some part of the supply chain, that office can conduct investigations, and also it can on an ongoing basis have market transparency work and market reporting work to make sure that the prices that are available in the final marketplace, that those can be traced back and fully reported on in terms of getting back to the price that farmers get for the produce that they sell. So that transparency and oversight starts as of today, and the full powers are in place as of today as well.